this is the biggest bottleneck, and this is also one of the philosophies of Antonio. He will not work with third parties. So our biggest bottleneck for the time being is we want to create it all ourselves, and we want to own it all ourselves up to our servers.
Welcome to the AI Vantage, where modern leaders decode the future of tech. I'm Solomon Williams, founder of Solonauts. So here, it's no noise, no hype every week. Sometimes it's just me, and sometimes it's the brightest minds in tech, breaking down what it really takes to grow smarter with AI and automation. Let's dive in. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Solomon Williams. I have a special guest with us today. I have Ina Veras. She's the vice president of Density 6. Ina, thank you so much for being a guest on the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are.
First of all, thank you for having me. It's an honor. So yes, my name is Ina and I'm a mother of four. I'm Belgian. I live in France. And yeah, I have kind of a very, not bumpy, but I have like a very broad background. So I worked in several companies to start off with. I studied Latin Greek. I went to art school, did audiovisual communications. Then it wasn't like now at the time. It's like I wanted to do something in art, but it's like an artist or, you know, you are very lucky or you know somebody. So it was, you didn't have the digital art stuff like now. And so I thought, well, let me study languages for a year. And then I can see. But, you know, then I want to roll into the business and I did my 3 extra years in languages. So what happened was I started actually off and I did trade school and I started off in a spin-off of Visa, Banksys. And so we grew very fast. We grew from 4 people to 75 people over a month. And this is where I already got like a bit of, you know, I could see what happened and you are not ready to expand. So this is where it started. From there, I rolled into bigger companies like Deloitte Consulting. You had St. Jude Medical, that's like Abbott. That's Abbott now, so you know Abbott. And so I had the opportunity to work like in different departments, sales, marketing, HR. I also did customer services. I talked with the surgeons. I was secretary of the board. So I knew all perspectives, what clients think, what is the bottleneck, actually, what is occupying investors, what is occupying the leadership, what is occupying employees, what does sales want, what marketing want. And it's all, you know, so from there, I got actually my passion or automatically, because I needed to coordinate everything. So I started streamlining things. And so my passion or my aim, like seeing things, analyzing, creating workflows, like putting things out. And I can go on, but this is, I found the love of my life. And so I went to France and, I didn't need those skills anymore. So I started as an independent contractor 16 years ago. And it's not like now, because then, you know, working from home online wasn't that big and easy 16 years ago. But I helped startups, especially in the medical field. And there my skills were very needed because I knew a little bit of everything. And so this is how I slowly rolled into AI, because I needed like to do the work of 3 to 4 people and I needed to do it all alone. And then I had a client in the medical business and he introduced me to ChatGPT when it just came out, like month after it came out. And because he knew I also liked art and he wanted to help, you know, me out on the design of his books and his marketing. And so he taught Midjourney. So I learned prompting, little small prompts. I learned like prompting in Midjourney, and I got passionate about it. So I studied on new like movie making skills and stuff like that. This is how I rolled into AI actually. It was very small, but then to go further, I went to a camp where I worked on a project. I was outside, but I was a COO for that company. And there is where I met the CEO of Density 6. So he was brought in. So we were like going to set up a call center, and he was brought in to help us out with the setup of the AI system. So, when the project finished, he kind of took me on his way. We worked very well. He became like my mentor. And he taught me everything else there is to know on AI, like, well, not everything else. He's a specialist, but I mean, he taught me not just like to type in some silly little prompts. So he really made me an expert at prompting, and also how to program and how to teach your AI so that afterwards your AI can teach you. So, he helped me to analyze AR architecture and everything. Going from there, and what was really the breaking point for me, well, not the breaking point, but where I really got deep into it is, yes, setting up a game. So let me tell you something about Density 6. Density 6, we are actually an ecosystem. There is nothing you can't think of that we will not be doing. We will be doing precision medicine. We have the departments, precision medicine, we have automotive, we have mobile. We have gaming, we have multimedia, communications, we have agriculture, we have. And the thing is, everything will be driven by AI. And that's in the whole structure. We don't want any more than 100 employees, will be the max. So all those employees will have their own bots. So AI employees working for them. Because we believe that we don't want to work for the business, but on the business. So we believe that it's way more effective than 100 employees running 10,000 AI employees than like having a 10,000 AI employees like working all together in chaos. So streamline, we work on, so they work for the business. This is our idea. So everything that we will develop, it might take time, but we will make it so that 99% of our business can be automated. So one of the products that's in the gaming, this is important for the story, because this is how I rolled more and more into it, is that Antonio, he asked me to website for a game that he's creating that is called Caramella Smash. And you can think of it like Candy Crush, but with morals, meaning you have levels. And, you know, every level is a feature and you can learn from there. So it's actually kind of a journey with them there through fun. And so we don't do ads or anything. So it's really, it will be really huge. But anyway, he asked me for that to create a website. And he, you know, I was used to WordPress, Wix, things like that. I wasn't used to programming, good prompt, so sales copy and stuff like that. Yeah, I could do that. But then he asked some special effects, and I was like looking to put in some plugins, and it took me some time. And then I saw the little code and the button, and I thought, try. So I tried a button once to animate it, and then you had like pings and glitches. And then I thought, well, okay, let me try more. And then I found out that, of course, there were certain words and coding. So I started to learn the basics so that I would learn to know what to add. So that in the end, because, you know, they made it, but it didn't look how I wanted to look, you know. So I learned all that kind of stuff so that now I have like a prompt and a template that I can adapt to the branding so I know how to work. And I was like, man, you can be like a bottom of four. You can have a sidekick and you can do and learn all. And which brings me to my children, because I have 4 children, and between the ages of 9 and 16. And I have like my little one, she is right next to me. She is 9 years old, sees me, of course, working and designing, and I all give them a bit of the love for art. And so, well, I taught her ChatGPT, and then she's like, ChatGPT. What should my turtle eat? ChatGPT, why is my rabbit doing this? And then, you know, I told her to ask the questions. Even she's trying to find out some stuff And you know, she learned throughout how to do things. So she's very independent. And then I have my older girls. They are afraid of AI. They don't have nothing to do with it. Like revolution, like in the 70s, like they don't want to. Because in school, they make them scared that it will take their jobs. And they're like, why should I learn? No, I'm lucky that my children, they are very good students. But why should I do that? There will not be any work. Why should I choose a direction? I will take the easiest one. I don't know what I want to do for a job because there will not be a job for me anymore. Anyways, all playing in their head and schools aren't helping. So really see like a big gap between the age group of 50 and 19. I think we have a generation like a 4-year up that, you know, we might have some great leaders and some great creators because of that. And I really believe in school education so that it educate them on AI after school. I think really we need to, and sensibilize, that the word sensibilize, the teachers also to be careful what they say because they are like depressing our children. But what I try and teach them, and this is a bit how I came to it when I explained to you, is that you have don't have to learn by heart. You have to understand, you have to analyze, and you have to be having a very large array of interests that you know what to ask or what exists. So if you really have to have an open mind, know what exists in the world, what you do, and just keep up with the latest trends so that you know what to ask your AI. So, yeah. And this is a bit what I did with the coding. And that brings me to another point. So Antonio partnered with a company that's called SmartScale. That's a CRM system. You know, so I also do my business at the site still. And so he came in, put in everything that had with AI, with the AI integrations. And so I started together with a colleague also helping out on workflows, on funnels. And this is where I realized you can like I said, you can be bottom of four, having a sidekick, have 50 employees working for you. We have created systems with up to 100 AI employees for our company. That's why, and this is where I see the future, what makes me enthusiastic being a small entrepreneur myself, or having been because now I'm like moving out of that, but is that we can, you know, we have automated the system that to 99% workload. And compared to the market, we are 95% above what most people do in CRM automation. But it's also because we have like a very good strategy on linking, on tagging, on grouping. So, yeah. So this is a bit about my story and how I rolled into it, what I am doing. It's not only like putting the system in place, making a funnel, but thinking big. How do you link everything in your company? So how do you tag? How do you make sure that no person falls through the cracks? So it's like loop engineering, AI loop, AI loop. And yeah, I rambled on, but... This is a bit, I'm enthusiastic about it. I'm so grateful that I met Antonio. He's still teaching me. He's mentoring me. And I mean, and a world opened up, like from somebody who was an assistant, who grew, into management assistant. I did my own company, but I was still like organizing, coordinating. And, you know, through AI, I can like automate my business to work for dentists. And, you know, I grew to be the vice president of Density 6. So, I mean, there are no limits. And especially what I want to emphasize, people, it's like, for me, it's like America, the land of, what is it? The land of glory or promise, the promised land? Yeah. Well, AI is a promised land for at least 4 years, 4 to 5 years to come for small businesses. people that don't want to throw themselves in there because they don't have the money now. For a little money, you can have yourself lots of employees and do what you otherwise couldn't do. So I would say go. That's my...
No, this is great. No, I love the story. And then, you know, you mentioned on a key, on a wide array of topics that I think is really important is that, you know, with you having to transition, like if you said you've worked from sales, you've worked from all different parts, and you've kind of rolled that in as you being a consultant. From you being now as a vice president for the Density 6, you've had great mentors. Like, what now with the help of like AI and this automation side, what have you felt that has worked for Density 6 and you being now as an executive and you having to think more as a visionary on that side? How do you go about that? Because I know you've said you've learned more of the promptings of how to go about. How do you, I would say, utilize AI now at this full leadership level to get to the goals that Density 6 has for itself?
Yes. So, like I said, within the workforce, it's very important that you have like your company culture set up and that you really specify how you want to work together. Because if you only as a one person are going to apply and work, it will not be of any benefit to your company. So what we do is we teach everybody in our company how to work with AI and how to get the best out of it. So we will be interacting with each other, saying, okay, I found this. Can we make a bot? That's also what we do. Is like we have like a certain manual. So we create a bot. We feed all the information in it so that we can quickly ask questions on strategy. So that, for example, if you have a meeting, you have to go to a client, you have to make a budget. You have everything in your bot on a certain subject and you can extract with information and numbers that are from your company so that you know, you don't get like a general ChatGPT answer saying like, do this, do that. You have it on your numbers. So sometimes like we apply for patents, government grants. So you have to fill out a whole lot of documents. So feeding everything from your numbers, from your projections into those systems will just help you quickly get the information that you need for every kind of topic and discussion. So I'm more like on the strategy level. So it's not really in that part of the business day-to-day work. So yeah, of course, I still do some marketing and stuff like because I enjoy it. And I love to create pictures and stuff I like to do myself. So of course, there I do like general, well, specialized prompts. And like for video prompting and stuff like that. But otherwise, it's just like a question of having everybody using, like creating a bot for something, and then everybody uses that bot. That bot will train and train and train. It's like I said, train the AI so that the AI can train you and help you. And this is actually the strategy. And yeah, making sure everything, of course, is up to date and you have the correct numbers. So then you also have the correct output.
So, you know, with the, I think that that's sometimes where it's sometimes difficult on how to properly train the AI models. So how do you train? How would you go about from learning on the side and from your experience, how you train the models to be able to get the algorithm, the AI to help you get the answers you need to help you along?
The first part is, there are three parts of it. One is like we take, for example, the ChatGPT bot. So our CEO also created his own. But I myself, I would take the ChatGPT bot and I would feed all the information in there. Like to create my own bot, feed all my... you have the annual reports, you have the marketing reports, you have the sales reports, you feed everything in there. And then it's a question of prompting. At that point, you have certain prompts. You fine-tune your prompts until they give you the result that you want. And you will always reuse that prompt. And so that's, like you say, it's difficult, but that's what takes time. It's like the prompt that gets you the information out of it. So you feed, of course, with all possible things that you might have, that everything that's that subject that's related to your company, you put in there, and then it's prompting. It's like I said, Antonio is a specialist in that. He was 5 years ahead of when the AI came out, so he was already in there. So 5 years before ChatGPT. So yeah, in, you know, he teaches us a little secret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is great on the side. So with that being said, with the inputting of the data and so forth, I know we had on the side, what for Density 6, because you've worked in many capacities from the gaming sphere to on the medical, like what are some things that you have that Density 6 is working on or goals that it has for this next 6 months, 12 months that you're kind of overseeing, that you're help building on it, that you would like audiences to know on that side?
Well, we are working, the departments that we are working on, especially like the gaming, that the game that is coming out. So we are really projecting that to be like $1 billion output. So we are not really seeing it small. So this is taking a lot of our energy for the time being. And the other part that we are really working or looking to expand is solar. So, but like solar mobile screens and things like that, so that we can recharge mobile and electronics through solar power energy with screens that ban and stuff like that. So this is really what we are working on for the near future. Those are the departments that you are expanding. Behind the scenes, all other departments are also researching and working. But this is something that we really are looking to push through short term.
So with that, with you having to build on these sides, what have you seen that have been, I would say, bottlenecks on the side that you're resolving now that you'd like to see to get to that goal for that 6 to 12 months that you've seen, what you would say?
Bottleneck is that you are sometimes dependent of other systems. That's a big problem, biggest bottleneck, especially in the online industry. I mean, you want to build something, you want to automate something, but then you need a webhook, then you need another AI company, then you need an AWS platform. Yeah, I mean, this is the biggest bottleneck. And this is also one of the philosophies of Antonio. He will not work with third parties. So our biggest bottleneck for the time being is we want to create it all ourselves and we want to own it all ourselves up to our servers. So this is where we are also looking really into getting, I'm looking for the English word, I'm sorry, the money from government or like grants.
Grants, yes, scholarship. Yeah, I see.
So, because we want it to be all in house, and that's a bottleneck. That's not only related, of course, to AI, but in big part because we want everything to have on our own server, like I said, and then that's of course a huge cost. That's you have to have cloud specialists. And that's the biggest bottleneck. Yeah.
So on that side, you know, with your, you know, because as you said, I think that's a lot of times of what others is now with you going on to the online space, especially with AI models and so forth. If you want to build your own, this caveat is having to find the right people that have the key, you know, specialties, the talents to be able to kind of work through. And then also on top of that, you're having to house this much amount of data and so forth, and having all these tokens being passed through on the automation. So, you know, with that, with Density 6 side, and then yours as a leader, how do you go about on the scaling of, you know, for Density 6, because you're reaching through on these goals, you know, taking into account from your experience, as you said, as being independent on the other contracts that you've done on the side, how do you implement that now as a leader and inputting and kind of getting the outputs that you're looking for, those tangible, we would say low-hanging fruit. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. Well, coordinating internally, it's like you have to really sensibilize again the people, teach them that, you know, they start like just everybody doesn't start like their own little Excel sheet, you know. So what we are doing is we are, and that's almost finalized, we are setting up our own. It's not really a CRM. It's also a CRM system, but it's like internal. And so it's not really a client management system, but we will be having a system where everybody is connected, can work on projects. So like a bit like a Slack. They can go on their socials. They can play a game. But every deal will be interlinked. It's not that it will be monitored. That's not the idea. But this is already a way to clock into one system again, where people go from there, like it would be like your own SharePoint, but like way more animated with way more functions, so that people already directly are moved into the good environment where it would be simple that they just have to click on their followers. It would be like a game for them to go to the right place, to incentivize them to fill out the correct document. Things like that. That's internally already. And then, you know, don't look into a system that can, let's say you need 100 users. No. You take something or you make something that can have 10,000 users. I mean, 100, that's too small. If we don't want to go 100, we need to have the possibility like to code it for somebody who needs 100,000 or something. So really think big. We are gonna get bigger than Apple, you know. We are.
Yeah, I love that side. I love the on the scale of it. You know, one of the key points is that, you know, with that being said, on the scaling and what you're having on the side, what would you say if you had like a magic wand, if you had it to where, you know, if you could remove any bottleneck to help scale on the density six side, what would you do? What would you implement to help it to get to that $1 billion side that you're really shooting for on the ambition?
Yeah, for me, the biggest model, like I said, is like if I had a magic wand, there would be no third parties and everybody would, you know, get the same chance to build out the same, you know, you wouldn't have like those titans that can manipulate and dominate. That would be out. Everybody should have access to the same systems and the same privileges, so that everybody can build out and let the geniuses win, not the biggest company. So yeah.
Yeah, I love that. And then on the side, you know, like where would, if our audience wanted to learn more about Density's journey and then Density 6 and wanted to know, understand like what you all do and wanted to, you know, get in contact, how would they find you? How can they learn more?
Well, we have our LinkedIn pages, of course, and then we have the website, density6.com now. That being said, we are kind of secretive, so you can look into the website and you can find out a little bit of stuff about us. But we are going to fly in with a big bang. So it's a bit secretive. It's like a bit on purpose as well. And otherwise, just like contact me, our CEO, if you want to find out more, if you want information, and myself as well as him, we would have to help out and talk about projects and see how we can help you out and how you get us out.
I love it. No, Ina, thank you so much for coming on to the show, just on you explaining just on the journey that you have and then the big goals that we have for Density 6. I know the audience is going to be able to really look forward to and really see what you have in store for us all. So thanks so much for tuning into the show. We'll see you all next time. Take care.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Advantage. If this episode sparked an idea, share it with your network. subscribe for more No Fluff conversations on how smart tech drives real outcomes. And if you're ready to future-proof your business, let's connect at Solonox.net.